Tomahawk Joe of Fillmore Street. This is FieldPot.com. The Week in Georgia in English, coming to you from the Lower Haight in lovely San Francisco. Today is Thursday, the 24th of April, 2014. On this date, in 1800, the U.S. Library of Congress is established. In 1877, the Russian Empire declares war on the Ottoman Empire. 1895, Joshua Slocum, the first person to sail single-handedly around the world, set sail from Boston, Massachusetts aboard the sloop Spray. 1915, the arrest of 250 Armenian intellectuals and community leaders in Istanbul marks the beginning of the Armenian Genocide. 1916, the Irish Republican Brotherhood, led by nationalist Padraig Pearse, James Connolly, and Joseph Plunkett, start the rebellion in Ireland. 1923, in Vienna, Sigmund Freud publishes the paper The Ego and the Id. 1945, after the death of Franklin Roosevelt 10 days earlier, Truman is briefed on the Manhattan Project. 2004, the U.S. lifts economic sanctions imposed on Libya 18 years previously as a reward for its cooperation in the eliminating of weapons of mass destruction. And a year ago today, 2013, a building collapses near Dhaka, Bangladesh, killing 1,129 people and injuring 2,500 others. Birthdays today are Vincent DePaul, Benjamin Lee Whorf, Robert Penn Warren, Shirley MacLaine, Barbara Streisand, Bridget Riley, the British artist, and Richard Holbrooke, the well-known diplomat. On this date in 1931, David Kuldiashvili, the Georgian prose writer, died. Today it's just me, Mark Mullen. Thanks again for posting to our forum. Avar has five vowels, not one. Sorry about that. If you'd like to comment on our blog or ask a question, go to tapilpod.com or send us an email at tapilpod@gmail.com. We've introduced a new feature, tapilpod.com's own database, which has resources for non-natives living in Tbilisi. We'll try to keep you up to date, but if you have new resources, you can post them to the forum or email them to us. We'll update the categories. Even the most seasoned veterans will learn a few things. Check it out at tapilpod.com/database. Zuda Abashidze, Georgia's special envoy for relations with Russia, said that Georgia must be on guard after the Russian Duma passed a bill which simplifies the rules for getting Russian citizenship. All that is required is that individuals speak Russian fluently and are willing to renounce prior citizenship. There will be a commission for people who qualify. Candidates will be interviewed to evaluate their Russian. Bachua Halaya's wife, Ani Nadireshvili, wrote on her Facebook page that Data Achalaya applied for political asylum. Data's lawyer, Irakli Zakareshvili, later said that Achalaya wants asylum in Greece. Data left the country shortly after the October 2012 elections. Interpol wants him for illegal deprivation of liberty with violence, imposing danger to human life and health, and exceeding official powers with violence. As a reminder, Tbilisi City Court sentenced him to 3 years and 9 months in jail for exceeding official powers. According to the Greek newspaper Creek Patras Times, Achalaya was detained a month ago in Greece for using false documents. He had 20,000 euros and $10,000 on him. The exact post reads, quote, "Since there has been intense political persecution against our family for more than a year and a half, every member of the family is strongly pressured by the current government. Data Achalaya applied to one of the EU states for political asylum," end quote. The Central Elections Commission nullified a lower district elections commission decision, which would have allowed former defense minister Irakli Okuroshvili to run for mayor of Gori on the 15th of June. On the 19th of April, chairman of the DEC in Gori issued a decree allowing Okuroshvili to register as a mayoral candidate. Two parties challenged the decision, the People's Party and the Movement for Fair Georgia. They appealed to the Central Elections Commission, arguing that Okuroshvili, who returned to Georgia in November 2012, fails to meet the two-year residency requirement and is therefore ineligible to run for Gori mayor. Okuroshvili's lawyer intends to appeal the ruling in court. According to Central Elections Commission figures, there are 3.5 million voters in Georgia. The largest constituency is in Kutaisi, where there are 155,000 voters, followed by Tbilisi's Guldani and Samgori districts. The smallest constituencies are Kazbegi with 5,000 voters and Lentehi with 6,000 voters. The constituencies are essentially the old Soviet rayons, which have been the single-member parliamentary electoral constituencies forever. As you can see, their populations have changed quite a bit. They're stuck into regions, which are the more traditional boundaries. What everybody has been saying is that Parliament, the composition is going to change to multi-member constituencies with multi-members based on how many voters there are in the region. So there'll be a certain number of Imereti members of Parliament, a certain number of Tbilisi members of Parliament, and Samegrelo, etc. This would be a great step forward. Let's hope that they get working on that as soon as the local elections are over and finish it in the year after the local elections, rather than trying to do it in the year before the parliamentary elections, which will, of course, be impossible. And the current system is not very good. Not very good for Georgia and the Council of Europe. The Venice Commission is not so crazy about it because of the disparity in number of voters in each constituency. Following up on last week's story about the detention of a Georgian TV crew, after being questioned, the Russian border guards released the crew across the Ergneti checkpoint. The soldiers told them they crossed 10 meters into South Ossetian territory. I can imagine what that conversation was like. According to Georgian Deputy Foreign Minister Dato Zalikiani, Russia freed three Georgians who were arrested for espionage since the 2008 August war. Russian and Georgian news reports both indicate that the third man released, a foreign intelligence officer named Zaza Kirkaladze, was sentenced to 11 years in prison in Russia in 2010. Two other Georgians were released earlier. The releases were announced after Russia said it held constructive talks with Georgian officials in Prague earlier this month. On the 22nd of April, the Misha Presidential Library held its opening in Tbilisi near the University of Georgia on Kostava Street. Misha addressed the guests of mostly students and journalists at the opening ceremony via live video link from the U.S. Misha plans to invite high-profile speakers, including foreign dignitaries, current and former high-level officials, to the library's conference hall for lectures and panel discussions. The chairman of the committee is Andro Barnovi, who was chief of Misha's presidential administration in 2013. There's a new train running between Tbilisi and Zugdidi as of the 10th of April. The train runs twice a day. It leaves from Tbilisi at 7:35 a.m. and arrives in Zugdidi at 1:43 p.m. It leaves Zugdidi at 5:45 p.m. and arrives in Tbilisi at 11:25 p.m. The train has 322 seats. The first-class tickets cost 23 lari. A second-class ticket costs 13 lari. Quite a bargain. Everybody take that train. Let us know how it goes. The Prison Ministry's Pardon Commission released 69 prisoners over Easter. In total, the commission reviewed 770 prisoners over 3 days. Among those released were seven women. On the 22nd of April, Culture Minister Guram Udashadia promised to halt mining at an ancient gold mine in Kazreti until a full examination and assessment is completed. Foreign specialists will arrive in Georgia to carefully study the area and determine whether it was an ancient mine. Earlier on the same day, there was a small scuffle between locals employed by the mining company RMG Gold and anti-mining protesters. The workers at RMG demanded that they keep their jobs regardless of the compromise solution. Google Voice added Abkhazia to the list of countries where people can make international calls. For users in the U.S. and Canada, calls are free, while in other countries, different charges apply. South Ossetia is not on the list. The Netherlands announced it will assist the descendants of Georgian World War II soldiers. The Dutch government will cover the cost of descendants to travel to the Netherlands so that they can visit their ancestors' graves. Four Georgian World War II heroes are buried at the Brotherwood Cemetery in Amersfoort. A study conducted by the Georgian Center for Physiological and Medical Rehabilitation of Torture Victims found that children in Georgian schools are verbally and physically harassed because of their ethnicity, beliefs, and appearance. The study is based on interviews with students from six public and one private school in Tbilisi. Students who discussed the question were between 8th and 11th grade. Students claim that teachers hit students and comment on their appearance. Some even say that they insult students' parents. Prime Minister announced a new initiative. Entrepreneurship will be a mandatory subject in Georgian schools. The Ministry of Education drafted a pilot program titled Shape Your Future, which will be implemented in 100 schools throughout Georgia. The Ministry of Education will work with the Youth and Sports Ministry and Georgian Chamber of Commerce on this project. 11th grade students will study the subject twice a week. On the 11th of April, the Orthodox Church celebrated Easter. In his Easter epistle, Ilio II criticized the, quote, dominant pseudo-liberalism, end quote, which tries to eliminate the concept of sin. He underlined that the fight between good and evil is especially strong nowadays. He called on believers to fight against sin in their lives. A memorial to the... I'd be interested to know when he thought that the fight between good and evil was pretty laid back. I'd be curious to know. The memorial to the Armenian genocide was unveiled in the yard of the Sub-Ichmaidzin Church in Tbilisi. The stone memorial is in the second Armenian one in Georgia. The first one was erected in front of another Armenian church in Tbilisi a few years ago to remember those who died in Tbilisi on the 9th of April, 1989. Protesters gathered outside the Turkish embassy demanding that both Georgia and Turkey acknowledge the Armenian genocide. Dea Kulumbergishvili's Invisible Spaces is nominated in the Shorts category at the Cannes Film Festival. This is the first time a Georgian movie was nominated in this category. The 67th Cannes Film Festival will be from the 14th to the 24th of May. Here are the 10 things that expats need to know about the change in the visa and residency laws. Everybody listen carefully. I'm not going to repeat them, all right? And these are important for everybody to know. The new law will come into force on the 1st of September 2014. Two, if you receive a temporary or permanent residency permit before the 1st of September 2014, you are able to stay in Georgia without issue for the entire period of your residency permit. So take a look at how you can get a residency permit if you intend to stick around for a while. It's a lot easier now than it will be. Under the new law, visas will no longer be issued at the border. However, this does not apply to those with visa-free status, which will be for all citizens of the EU, NATO, CIS, and Schengen area. The length of the visa-free stay will be reduced from the current 365 days to 90 days in any 180-day period. If you enter Georgia under the 365-day visa-free period, meaning any time prior to the 1st of September, you will not be obliged to leave until the end of your 365-day period. However, if you leave Georgia after the 1st of September, but before the end of the 365-day period, the new rules will apply when you come back. The penalty for violating the length of stay, number six, the penalty for violating length of stay in Georgia is a fine of 180 lari for overstaying a visa less than 3 months. It's 360 lari for overstaying over 3 months. The new law stipulates five different visa classes which fall either into the 30-day single-entry visa or 90-day multiple-entry visa categories. Eight, in order to obtain a residency permit or diplomatic accreditation, you must first receive a 90-day multiple-entry visa and then apply for the residency in-country. Nine, the following are acceptable reasons for obtaining a residence permit under the new law. Work, education, family reunification, being a former citizen of Georgia, being a stateless person, or investing 300,000 lari in the country. 10. Permanent residency is only granted for the following reasons: being the parent, child, or spouse of a citizen of Georgia, or an alien who has lived in Georgia for the last 6 years under a temporary residence permit. This does not include time studying, receiving treatment, or working with a diplomatic visa. Parliament confirmed three more new members of the Public Broadcasting Board in the continuing saga. However, two seats still remain vacant because Georgian Dream members of Parliament voted down UNM's nominees. The new members are Grigol Gogelia, who worked for the Georgian National Communications Commission from 2001 to 2011, Sandro Vakhtangov, a documentary filmmaker, and Georgi Kokharidze, who was an MP from 1999 until 2004. The new nine-seat board now has seven members. However, last week, the Constitutional Court ruled the firing of the previous board unconstitutional. The Parliament now must amend the law to put it in line with the Constitutional Court's ruling. One option is to increase the total number of board seats to combine the old and new members into a single board, you know, like, for example, what Obama intends to do with the U.S. Supreme Court. Follow up on last week's story about amendments to the free trade and competition. The hardest working NGO in the caucuses, Transparency International, is a co-author of the amendments and helped the government during the parliamentary hearings as well. TI Georgia participated in the government's meetings with international organizations, including the World Bank, the EU delegation, GIZ, to support the competition policy. TI Georgia will work closely to monitor this process and let you know what happens. The meme this week is a photo of a presumably drunk young man who fell asleep on a grave the day after Easter Sunday. Traditionally, the Monday after Easter, Georgians visit the graves of their relatives and hold a supra, a traditional Georgian feast. We will post the picture on the forum. Things to read: an article by TI Georgia assessing the annual performance of the Georgian Parliament. Over the year, the Parliament discussed 620 draft laws, of which 375 were adopted into laws. There were two amendments to the Constitution, 36 organic laws, 325 laws in general, and 12 amendments to the rules and procedures of Parliament. Initiators withdrew their legislation 30 times. An article by Rusiko Machaidze in Democracy and Freedom Watch about the moratorium on prosecuting former officials. Recently, Prime Minister Irakli Garabashvili called on law enforcement bodies to avoid summoning individuals involved in the election campaign in for questioning until the election is over. The announcement came after Western leaders stepped up their pressure on Georgia to stop the political retribution. An article on civil.ge about the anti-discrimination bill. The Parliament passed the bill in its first reading. It's likely to be further amended when it is discussed by lawmakers during the second reading. NGOs criticized the government proposed bill as toothless legislation, which fails to provide an effective mechanism of enforcement for its anti-discrimination measures. Conservative and radical Orthodox groups attacked the document for mentioning sexual orientation on the list of prohibited grounds for discrimination. An article in the New York Times by Peter Baker. According to the author, though not official, the White House is preparing to nominate John Teft, career diplomat who previously served as ambassador to Ukraine, Lithuania, and Georgia from 2005 through 2009. When the search began months ago, administration officials were leery of sending Mr. Teft because of concerns that his experience in the former Soviet Republic, which had flouted Moscow's influence, would irritate Russia. Now officials say there's really no reluctance to offend the Kremlin. An article by Georgi Lomsadze in Eurasianet.org entitled, quote, "Georgians want their government on a diet," end quote. According to the author, the dining habits of Finance Minister Nodar Khaduri became the talk of the town, with copies of the ministry's restaurant invoices circulating online and being broadcast on national television. Khaduri ate with the official French delegation and spent 4,000 lari of taxpayers' money for that meal, which is five times as much as the average Georgian family's monthly income. EMC published its human rights report, Religion in Public Schools, an Analysis of Educational Policy from the Perspective of Religious Freedom. The report highlights the theory and practice of teaching religion in schools, the aspects of indoctrination, proselytism, and religious intolerance. EMC claims that these are symptomatic and anti-Muslim, especially in Ajada. From Tabilpod's own Malibu correspondent, an article in independent.co.uk about a new Georgian restaurant in London's Mayfair called Marani. The author is Lisa Markwell, accompanied by Susie Messure, the newspaper's senior news writer who lived in Georgia a few years back. Susie recommends Markwell eat khajapuri, mixed khali, Georgian salad, like, you know, kitri pomodori, shkhmeruli, khingali, nsfadi, and lobio. An article by Lali Tertvadze in agenda.ge about wandering books. A young Georgian writer, Jaba Zarkua's initiative became more popular than the initiator himself could ever expect. In order to participate, pick a book you really like, write a message on the first page or the first leaf, then leave it somewhere, and do it with a Radarami book available at most bookstores in Georgia. All these things to read will be posted on our forum. Well, the last one's a video, but anyway. This week's geocapital number is 12%, which is the 2013 overall rejection rate of Georgians applying for Schengen visas. Georgia has more rejections than any other country in the Eastern Partnership. For comparison, Armenia's rate was 11%, Moldova's rate was 4.8%, Azerbaijan's 4.2%, Ukraine 1.9%, Belarus is 0.8%. Although not part of the Eastern Partnership, Russia's rate of rejection is 1%. If you're a Georgian applying for a Schengen visa, your best bet is Poland or Italy, where only 7.3% and 6% of applicants were rejected, respectively. The worst place to apply is the Netherlands, with 26% rejection, followed by with Lithuania, with 23%. Announcements. This week's English language movie at the Roosevelt Movie Theater across from Parliament is on Saturday, the 26th of April, and Wednesday, the 30th, Captain America, the Winter Soldier at 8:30. The Hippest Books translation nonprofit in Georgia, Radarami, is holding a book presentation on How Children Succeed, Grit, Curiosity, and the Hidden Power of Character, new translation into Georgian, available very inexpensively, only two lati. The presentation, so buy that for anybody who's interested in bookstores, Biblos bookstores especially. The presentation is this weekend, Sunday the 27th of April, in Tel Aviv. The presentation starts at 2 p.m. at Cafe Marletta on Bagrationi Street 13. If you haven't been to Tel Aviv in a while, this is a great excuse to go. Marletta is a great spot, and you'll really enjoy it. So stop by at 2 p.m. and tell people you know from Tel Aviv. USAID is seeking applications for its assistance agreement for funding to support a program entitled Civil Society Strengthening Initiative in Georgia. USAID intends to issue an award of up to $5.5 million for a five-year project. The anticipated start date is September 2014. The funding opportunity is posted on grants.gov. On the 20th of June, British Georgian Society will hold a second annual seminar at Cambridge. This year's seminar will be held at Clare College. The keynote speaker will be Defense Minister of Georgia, Irakli Alassania. For details, please email info@BritishGeorgianSociety.org. As we announced before, Everything Georgian will host a big Georgian event in Atlanta on the 10th of May from 2 to 8 p.m. Be sure to tell everybody you know in Atlanta. The website to check out is egatl.com, as in Everything Georgia, ATL, Atlanta.com. There will be food and wine, of course, a dance troupe, Pasfebi, a singer, Mariami from New York, two puppet shows for kids, Comble and Gviti. Huge hits last year, a backgammon tournament, and all sorts of other stuff. Check out egatl.com. That's it for this week. My Twitter address is @txtbuk. Our email is tbeelpod@gmail.com or post to the forum on our website, www.tbeelpod.com. And we will finish with Slightly Stupid's 2005 hit, Somebody.
Surprised to be when you're living by the words and the things you say. And if your mother only knew that all these things you say you know are true. Come on in, a little woman, yes, the one you wanted. The type of woman leave you broken hearted. Got the type of body that you can't ignore. Said you got a lot of money but you can't afford a little loving from the wrong side of the bed you're sleeping for the long night. Wait and see, because you know you need somebody. About that, 'cause taking time to think about it only means that you work it out. Said thinking that you need.